Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm going to go through this list. I was reading through a list of the NFL head coaches ranked 1 through 32.
Sure. When some of this, I mean...
And I'll start at one.
You're probably talking about some guys that are so new. It's like, how do you really...
Well, they're all down at the bottom.
You really rank them. But I'll bet you... Just off the top of my head, without looking at any list, I'll give you, I bet you there's six or seven guys that I would consider to be elite or very, very good NFL head coaches.
Okay, but elite and very, very good are different.
Well, I think there's, then I'll give you that there's maybe two to three elite and then probably another four or five. Like that, if you're going to say that there's two or three LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard types. And then I'll give you another three or four that's like the Giannis and the Hardens and whatever, but six or seven.
So I'll start at one, and then you stop me when you start going meh.
Okay. Well, Bill, I haven't seen the list, but Bill's going to be number one.
Bill Belichick.
Well, and I think
he coaches the Patriots.
I don't know if there's a bigger gap between where he is and the rest of the NFL coaches in any sport. I think he is the king of the mountain in any of the four major sports. There's the biggest gap between one and two.
I can't even imagine.
And I'll guess number two, are we going either Andy Reid or Sean Payton maybe?
Andy Reid is number two.
Okay.
Both very good.
Yes.
Sean Payton is three.
Pete Carroll?
He is five.
Okay, so I'm missing four?
Yep.
Maybe Doug Peterson.
Sean McVay.
Oh, I missed that one.
That's a little high.
Well, I mean, it's early,
but... That's a little high.
You know, it's been a couple years, but certainly...
What he's done is pretty amazing.
He's kind of lit the NFL on fire, and they were this unstoppable juggernaut until they ran into, well, number one.
Right, don't let the Super Bowl performance outweigh everything else he's
McVay's
done.
McVay's pretty special. I mean, to the fact that every NFL GM is now looking for the next Sean McVay, I mean... If Sean McVay farted on you once, you can get an NFL job now.
Would you let Sean McVay?
Hell yeah.
Would I let him fart on me to get an NFL job?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, those are pretty good jobs. I saw Hugh Jackson is saying that he would like another shot at being an NFL head coach. Well, no S, man. It pays you like $5 million a year, a couple of years guaranteed money. I'd like to have one of those jobs too. Doesn't mean I deserve it.
People are asking if you're going to fart on Clay Helton again.
That was accidental. I can't. You know,
that's 2 weeks. Tune in 2 weeks from today to find out.
I do kind of feel bad that happened. And again, that was not an intentional fart.
Would it be funnier if you kept doing it to Clay Helton or if you rotated coaches?
It would be funnier
year?
If I kept doing it to Clay Helton. If he's just like, again.
He'll just think you smell really bad.
We have exclusive audio of him walking into your fart.
Yeah. I'll admit, I don't get embarrassed very often.
You were embarrassed by that?
I was embarrassed by that.
Well, he didn't know it was you. He could have thought it was me.
Well, the bottom line is he walked into an interview, sat down, and the funk was there. It wasn't like it had dissipated. It was strong. He knew it. We knew it. Oh, I was like, I can't believe that happened.
What?
I felt bad.
I can. Number four is McVay. Number five is Carroll. All elite guys, right?
Yes, I think that is the elites, and
I still think Doug Peterson might be right on that border. He's been really good.
He's been great.
Well, I was including him because I said him.
But he wasn't on the list yet.
I know he wasn't. He wasn't in the top five.
Oh,
so that McVay was fourth.
Okay,
so I would actually put Peterson ahead of McVay because, well, I don't know,
he won
a Super Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
But Peterson's seventh.
Okay,
you got any guesses on six?
Harbaugh may be up there. Tomlin may be up there.
Harbaugh. John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Is six. I like him. And then eighth is Tomlin.
Yeah. People think a lot of Tomlin. Are people putting Gruden up there?
No.
God, I hope not.
I was going to say, I hope not. Zimmer probably is going to be fairly high on that list.
Okay, so Tomlin is eight. Dan Quinn, nine. Jason Garrett, 10.
Well, I think we've officially hit the line of demarcation.
Yeah, you lost me there.
Well, I think we hit meh at Tomlin, to me. I mean, and I think Tomlin's good. I'm not saying he's not. I just don't think that.
Well,
I think you're starting to go, oh, okay.
I understand that. But if that's you're starting to get there, then you got in the car and put on the gas. But Jason Garrett is when you Thelma and Louise that thing off the cliff.
They just overrate Jason Garrett. They have Zimmer next. Zimmer's better than Garrett.
Agreed.
And then Rivera.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's done a good job there. But
yeah, but, I mean, come on.
If Rivera left tomorrow, is anyone in Carolina crying?
No.
No.
Anthony Lynn.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien.
Now we're getting, I think Bill O'Brien's overrated.
Yeah.
But, like, the Anthony Lynn's of the world, I mean, how long has he been there? That's my point is I think you're going to have
long.
You're going to be hard
there for
to.
2 years, yeah.
You what?
I think he's been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Same as McVay.
Yeah, but, I mean, what McVay's done in 2 years is pretty special. I don't think that you can say that Anthony Lynn, you know, is a great coach or that he's a bad coach.
Seems like a pretty good coach.
I think if you're the Chargers, you're pretty happy, and you'd like to see where that goes. But I just think it's hard to rank guys like him.
Let's see. Lynn, 13. 14, Bill O'Brien, and 15, Jay Gruden. So that's the upper echelon. Yeah,
there's nothing that says upper echelon to me with a couple of those guys. In fact, there's some people that are going to be lower than that I would rather, I'd rather have Matt Nagy than I would Gruden or Bill O'Brien.
He's only had 1 year, which is probably why he's lower on the list, right?
So now we're getting into the younger guys. Yeah. 16th is Kyle Shanahan. Nagy, I like him.
I do. I think Nagy, though, can coach. I think Shanahan can coach. But I think Frank Reich I'd rather have.
So Shanahan 16, Nagy 17, McDermott 18.
Really?
Yeah, he's ahead of Frank Reich at 19, and then Doug Marrone at 20. Yes, Jason. Yes.
Why is Sean McDermott ahead of Frank Reich?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Good question. Good question.
Really good. Good question.
Not certain.
Let me read to you what it says about Sean McDermott.
Okay.
It says McDermott has handled the Bills' turnaround well. He led the team to their first playoff berth in years in 2017, then switched gears and led the team through a rebuilding year while mentoring Josh Allen. The players like him, and he appeals to others outside the building as well, convincing a handful of key free agents to sign with Buffalo. McDermott's reputation rides entirely on Allen's development, and next season should be very telling in regards to his future.
Okay.
I did forget they made the playoffs that year.
He's still sub-500 as a football. You know, he's like, 15 and like 18, 15 and 17?
Didn't they make the playoffs at 7-9 or something like that?
Yeah, it's not like they went gangbusters. Frank Reich took them in the first year there, and they went 10-6 with a rebuilt Andrew Luck.
Yeah, and what they're saying about that is they're like, well, let's see if it – next year if Reich does it again, he'll jump up the list.
Yeah.
Because that was a really good offense, one of the best in the league.
Yep.
But they're saying next year will show how much – last year was his scheme or how much of it was just Andrew Luck returning to form, which is, I think that's fair. But I'm with you. Frank Reich looked pretty damn good last year. But how many times have we seen a coach come in, look good for a year, and then fizzle?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's hard with the younger guys. I wouldn't hesitate if you asked me who I'd want, Sean McDermott or Frank Reich. I wouldn't take me very long.
21 is Matt Patricia, and I don't know about you. I haven't seen anything good out of him, but...
Well, I mean, they to be fair,
well,
I guess
he was only there for 1 year, right?
He kind of stabilized it. You had a damn near mutiny at the start of the year, remember? That thing was, coming off the rails.
Under him.
Yeah, under him. And then they kind of stabilized it, sort of.
Vrabel, 22. I don't know. Vrabel's better than Patricia, seems to me. John Gruden, 23. Bruce Arians, 24. And see, Pat Shurmur, 25.
See, and Bruce Arians, to me, should be higher, and I get he just got... He just got picked this year for the Bucs job, but just based on what he's done.
His
track record in Arizona in developing quarterbacks, I think he belongs much, much higher on that list.
Then you've got Gase, Fangio, Kitchens, LaFleur.
Someone said McDermott's giving Nathan Peterman chances. How the F is he not bottom five? Thank you.
That's true.
It's the guy that decided to go with Nathan Peterman multiple times.
What team is Nathan Peterman on now?
I don't know if he is on a team. Let's look up what Nathan Peterman's doing.
I can't wait to watch him play quarterback again.
Maybe the Mets can sign him.
That's low. Why?
No, that was right down the middle. Perfect pitch.
Yeah, probably. I thought it was a pretty good pitch.
Why are you doing that? It's just mean.
Painted a corner Greg Maddux style on your ass, sucker.
Sucker.
I heard Tim Tebow is one of your best prospects. Dude.
They're going to trade Thor, by the way.
Good.
He's on the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders got him.
He's going to get himself some playing
John Gruden
time.
Likes him.
Nathan Peterman's going to be on Hard Knocks.
Bottom two, Zach Taylor of the Bengals, and then number 32 is Cliff Kingsbury of the Cardinals.
Yeah, because you just...
Yeah.
So which is the worst coach that hasn't... that's actually coached? Because the bottom was all the guys who haven't actually been a head coach yet.
Maybe Gase.
Yeah, because okay. He was in Miami before
they
that.
Have him 26th.
So that would probably be the... Who's below him?
Below him?
Yeah,
who's it was this? Fangio,
the
Kitchens,
new guys, LaFleur, and all those guys.
Okay,
yeah,
so Gase. Okay.
Gase.
Shermer's down there, too. He's coached a lot. He's 25th.
Yeah, Shermer's been around.
I like Bruce Arians. I don't know why he's 24th.
I don't know. I would put Bruce Arians up in... when you got to that list, like when we started hitting like 14, 15, you're like, eh. I would put Bruce Arians above all those guys.
I'd take Bruce Arians over Jason Garrett.
In a heartbeat.
And Garrett's 10th.
Yes.
Gruden, yeah, see, I'd take Arians over Gruden, too, which may be controversy, but...
No, I don't think that's necessarily... Well, we'll see what happens with Gruden. But the weird thing about Gruden is, I've said this a million times already, he had some success in Oakland. He jumped to Tampa, and he had the one great year in Tampa, which was with Tony Dungy's players, and they won a Super Bowl. But they won that Super Bowl largely based on the defense, which Gruden had nothing to do with. That was a Monty Kiffin-led defense, and their offense did just enough. But that was a defensive-led team. And after that, Gruden didn't do a whole lot in Tampa. In fact, after that, he kind of was an S show in Tampa. That team disintegrated, and they ended up having to fire him. And then he was out of football for a long time. He comes back with Oakland. Last year was a dumpster fire. So this idea that somehow John Gruden is like the end all to be all, when you look up Gruden's record, like his total coaching record, outside of the year that they made the run to the title game in Oakland, that was the Tuck Rule game, right? And then the next year, the Super Bowl in Tampa, Gruden has not had nearly the success that people think. I think he's a guy that obviously he was really smart. Like when I was around Gruden, he was one of, if not the smartest football guy I've ever been around. But this idea that somehow he's got this great record, it's beyond me. So he's coached 12 years. He's 99-93. He's got a 516 winning percentage. He's a 500 football coach. You know, it's not what you think it is. That first year that he was in Tampa, they went 12-4, won the Super Bowl. Then he went 7-9, 5-11, 11-5, 4-12, and then a pair of 9-7s and got fired. Like, that's just not, that's not a Hall of Fame resume. But he's a big personality, he's a name.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.